Try moving on for once, that might make it easy. I know we cut all the ties, but you're never really leaving. All right. So, hello, everyone. This is Ava Maiella and
Sam Thomas.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. So, you just listened to Feels Like and then I Know It Won't Work by Gracie Abrams, which is a good way to start this show because this show is the Venus retrograde show, which, if you didn't know, Venus is in retrograde in Leo until, like, I think September 4th. And we're feeling it in our
Welcome to Leo season. Woo! Are you scared? I'm scared.
I'm scared, yeah. Luckily, we're not, like, the main culprits, but still not great. But anyways, I think Feels Like is such a, like, cool song because it's, like, oh, my gosh, this, like, obsessive love. Like, yes, everything is perfect. Which usually leads to I Know It Won't Work, where it's like, but I'm obsessed with you, but, like, what if we could work, but we can't, which is very Venus in retrograde.
Exactly.
In my mind. So next up, we're going to play two Mount Joy songs, just saving time by letting them play into each other. But first one is Bug Eyes, and then the second one is Cardinal. And someone on Bumble sent me Bug Eyes, and I was like, should I be, like, offended? Like, do I have bug eyes? No. And he was like, this reminds me of you. So I actually haven't listened to it much. So, like, we're going to analyze that after the listen.
I'm afraid.
Yeah. And then Cardinal. So
let's go.
Yay. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
someone else's eyes. Red cardinals in the white snow, they got too high to fly home for the winter. And I had a roommate once, he got so high, couldn't go out at night. So he found love on the internet, and it's freezing in Pennsylvania. And the rest of the birds are in Turks and Caicos, and it reads like a truth commercial. But we feel bad, so we get stoned into snow angels. Ooh, 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 under the shadow of 95. And all of my favorite people, they don't march to the beat of your drum. They just keep on keeping on. And whatever you're supposed to be, whatever that's supposed to mean, I just wanted you to know that you don't have to come clean to me. Everything's exact, everything's exact that it needs to be. I just wanted you to know that you don't have to come clean to me. Yeah. That was the chair.
Okay. So, thank
welcome.
You, Sam. Okay, so that was Bug Eyes and then Cardinal by Mountjoy. And let me just say our jaws were on the ground for the Bug Eyes. This was because I was like, oh, I can't make it to like this date. And then like a little bit later, I was just like very overwhelmed. And I was like, I don't think that this is going to like work, unfortunately. And then I got that sent to me, and like the I'll always wait for you after like probably not even 5 days of talking.
I respect the commitment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I just have a way. I have a way with people, I guess. Like what? yeah. Anyways, moving on from that moment, we're gonna do two Maggie Rogers songs. We're going to do Falling Water and then Alaska. And I was reminded of these because I was like at a friend of a friend's apartment and we were doing a lot of chatting. And I was like, what if we stop talking? And so then like she just put on a lot of music and we sang it and these were songs on there. And I was like, oh, these do exist. So I hope everyone enjoys. This is Falling Water and then Alaska by Maggie Rogers.
falling water.
Falling Water and Alaska by Maggie Rogers. love both of them. I just did some last minute edits to our little playlist. Next up is going to be Regina Spektor.
Exciting. I love Regina.
Yes, me too. We have Summer in the City, which was Sam's, which honestly, listen, I wish I could like get the hype. Maybe I will hear.
It's a very sad song.
It's so sad. Yeah. Brace yourself, guys. But then I thought for the second one, we should do something like a little bit happy because the next couple are going to be like heartbreaking.
You got to balance your uppers and your downers.
Yes. So I'm doing the calculation because I was like, oh, maybe like a part of Venus Retrograde is thinking about like what you actually want. Maybe.
I like that. Yeah.
And the calculation is like my favorite song ever. So yeah, Summer in the City and then The Calculation by Regina Spektor. Hope everyone enjoys.
Means cleavage, cleavage, cleavage. And I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. I've been staying up and drinking in a late night establishment, telling strangers personal things. Somewhere in the city, I'm so lonely, lonely, lonely. So I went to a protest just to rub up against strangers. And I did feel like coming, but I also felt like crying. And it doesn't seem so worth it right now. Had a castrated one, standing in a corner smoking. They want to feel the bulges in their bands start to rise at the sight of a beautiful woman. They feel nothing but anger. Her skin makes them sick in the night. Nauseous, nauseous, nauseous. Summer in the city, I'm so lonely, lonely, lonely. I've been hallucinating you, babe, at the backs of other women. And I tap on his shoulder and he turn around smiling, but there's no recognition in their eyes. Don't get me wrong, dear. In general, I think I'm doing quite fine. It's just when it's summer in the city and you're long gone from the city, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. Summer in the city and you're here, so long gone from the city, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. Ooh, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. Ooh, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. You went into the kitchen cupboard, got yourself another hour, and you gave half of it to me. We sat there looking at the faces of the strangers in the pages till we knew mathematically. dancing while we lived our lives. We counted up our feelings and divided them up even, and I call our calculation perfect love. Didn't even know that love was bigger. Didn't even know that love was so, so, hey, hey. Our muscles and our bones, our hearts were little stones.
That was Summer in the City, and then The Calculation by Regina Spektor. And before we launch into, like, our next one, which is, like, the Billie Eilish segment, so it's quite clearly actually devastating, I thought I would throw in a random song. I'm always, like, showing my friends the songs, like, the love songs that I listened to as a child, and they're always really scary, honestly. Like,
sometimes they're Christian rock.
Okay.
Those ones are my favorite.
I almost put that one in there, actually.
You know,
today.
He is king.
Yeah. But, like, instead of...
Who is he? We don't know.
You just sub out Jesus.
For your ex-boyfriend.
No.
Help. Help. Help.
Anyways, so we're going to be listening to Race You by... Do you know the song?
No.
Oh, my God. You might be obsessed with it. By Elizabeth and the Catapult. This song...
No, I got nothing.
This song is so good, and it's happy, so I hope everyone enjoys. This is Race You.
I'm gonna race you, race you, race you, race you back home. The sun's going down now, and I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. Cause there's the dirt on my skirt and pebbles stuck in my toes. Oh, which way should we go down? Nobody knows, nobody knows. I'm gonna race you back home. Oh, I'm gonna race you back home. Cause there's a shortcut down the beaten path. One step to the right, three to the left. The moon's so high.
I'm gonna race.
moon so high, the wind so fast, makes us feel like goddesses. One, two, three, set, ready, set, go. May heaven help you if you're slow. We're gonna run like bandits, wild flames are chasing, racing, 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 racing.
Isn't that just perfection?
Yeah, I really like that song.
So that was Race You by Elizabeth and the Catapult. And now I'm going to read a really quick PSA. Numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I always love ones like that because it's like...
That's one of my favorite
ones.
It's
like, no comment.
But no comment.
Let the numbers speak. Anyways, yeah. So, time for a little bit of a sad moment. Barbie. Barbie happened. I have yet to see the movie. I think all I literally have wanted to do for the last, 3 days to see the movie, but it hasn't happened, so I'm excited to see it at some point.
I have seen the movie, and I can confirm everything I wanted and more. This Billie Eilish song at the end of it, honestly, the first time I heard it, I was like, okay, sure, it's sad, whatever.
No, I broke into tears immediately.
I did cry when they played it in the movie.
I added it to my crying list. I have this new thing I do. I told Sam about it. we're at 11.
This is so scary.
It's so scary. And I don't know how it started, but at 11:50 every night. Yeah, chair. 11:50 every night, I have a list of songs that I just listen to that really bring it out of me. Listen to Letter from an Old Poet and think about your relationship with your mother. Think about Orange Juice by Noah Kahan. There are so many, and now this is also one of them on there. But I haven't done it in a bit. I think I've just been busy.
Haven't had time.
Yeah, haven't had the time to have emotions.
For the daily cry.
Yeah, so we're going to start with What Was I Made For, and then we're going to roll on into Never Felt So Alone, which is technically by... Sam just looked
at... I just saw somebody outside, sorry, oh okay.
Which is technically by Labyrinth, but Billie is on it. Yeah, and it's so funny because I feel like I listened to Never Felt So Alone so much during the year, and I was like, oh, it's so good. Now I'm kind of what if I had a moment to be alone? So we'll see. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoy these two songs, and then we'll be right on back. This is What Was I Made For, and then Never Felt So Alone. But I wanna try.
something I'm not, but something I can be, something I wait for, something I'm made for.
So I actually lied to everyone. So sorry. And we listened to What Was I Made For? And then I Don't Want to Be You Anymore by Billie Eilish. And the reason why I did that is because when we were listening to the first song, I was like, what is this reminding me of? And it was kind of like the I Don't Want to Be You Anymore. And this was a big song for me in like ninth grade. And I was like, wow, like when that song came out, it was like exactly what I felt. And then I feel like it's, like, happening again with the Barbie song, which is kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's, like, different phases of life. Yeah. Because, like, once you get over, like, your battle with yourself, it's like, okay, but now what? Like,
battle with other people.
Yay! Oh, my
what?
God.
So excited.
And then, like, learn that they have not gotten over the battle with themselves and be like, cool. Anyways, this is very Venus Retrograde. Yeah. Next up is a song that's been around for a while on YouTube because they've been playing it like live a lot, but it is Vampire Empire by Big Thief. They finally released it and they made some changes to it that I'm a little upset about, but whatever. I was like joking with Sam about the one lyric that I love where it's like, I was the fish, you were my gills or something. And I'm like, that's so funny. Like, it's just Big Thief has just insane lyrics, but I love it. So yeah, this is just going to be a one-off song. This is Vampire Empire by, oh, it rhymes.
Vampire Empire.
Vampire Empire by
Big Thief.
By Big Thief, yeah. Big Thief. What are your thoughts, Sam?
I actually like that song. Yeah. It's gonna get stuck in my head, I can already tell.
I know, I've been singing it. Sam is looking for recipes. Oh, I just attacked the mic, actually.
Hey.
It's like ASMR. No, we can't
do it. Oh, no, we can't do it. No. They're gonna kick us off.
No. Okay, but yeah, Sam's looking at recipes. I'm really excited to see what happens with that. You've been so silent.
I, like, am procrastinating.
Sam and I have communication issues, actually.
So, yeah, we do. So instead... I'm looking at recipes so that I go to the grocery store. It's really thrilling. Mm. This is my life.
I know we have communication issues, but, like, I don't really care because, like, we're going to be solid forever. I'm referencing. There was something that happened where, like, one person went to the other person and was like, I'm really upset because of, like, X, Y, Z. And then the other person was like, I just know we're going to be fine.
The other person said,
like, didn't engage.
Party.
Okay. Next up is Talia by King Princess. Fun fact about this one is I was thinking and I was like, what was my introduction? This is like probably embarrassing to admit, but like my introduction A to just like literal queerness. Like I think King Princess was such an awakening for me, but also like androgyny, which I just like weird gender, like that stuff, I was like, oh, I love it. Like, this is so real. And so I was re-listening to all of the music videos on the train home yesterday. And I, like, didn't quite recognize that there was, like, a kid sitting next to me. And Talia, like, the music video, which the song we're about to listen to, is just, like, King Princess with, like, a sex doll.
Wait, what?
Have you not seen the video?
No.
Okay, so you're going to watch the video later. Well, because it's just the idea of, like, oh, my God, like, you're in love with someone still, and they're not there, so you're, like, trying to find them in anything. So it's, like, her holding this, like, blow-up sex doll and being like, oh, my God, we're cuddling. It's so, like, weird. But also sad if you let it be, I guess. But then basically, like, halfway through the video, and I don't even think the kid was paying attention, but I just, like, recognized that there was a child next to me, and I, like, actually physically was like, oh, okay, no,
oops.
But, so I'm going to finish listening to the song now. This okay. is Talia by King Princess. It's beautiful.
Hey, my love. Buried you a month or two ago. I keep thinking that you're standing on my floor. That you're waiting there for me. You've walked out 100 times, how was I supposed to know this time that you wouldn't come, that you wouldn't come home? But for drinks I'm wasted, I can see you dancing. When you left, you took my bestest friends away, and in this mess, I think I dug 1,000 graves, Talia. I hope you're happy anyway. But for drinks, I'm wasted. I can see you dancing. At the foot of my bed, if I drink enough, I can taste your lipstick. I can lay down next to you, but it's all in my head. But for drinks, I'm wasted. I can see you dancing.
So, that was Talia by King Princess.
Still thinking about that video.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Like, it isn't even, like, a good video objectively. I just think that there are a couple of shots where I'm like, oh my God, look at King Princess go.
Seeing King Princess in concert was wild.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was, like, yeah.
Like, worrying.
Yeah.
But amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is going to be our last song, so I am going to sign off. and then introduce it. So are you ready, Sam? Get really ready.
I'm so excited. I'm so hyped.
All right, this is Ava Maella Ann.
Sam Thomas.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Already with Ava.
Yay! Oh yeah, I probably should have said that. This is All Right with Ava. But this is a very last minute All Right with Ava. I'm actually never here for this time slot. But I left my trip early because of Venus and Retrograde Drama.
The fans are waiting for your show.
Oh my God. You're funny.
You have an audience.
I have an audience. Okay, wait. So the last song is going to be How I Was Introduced to Maisie Peters. So I think you'd be interested in this. Because it's a song that I have not played for you guys much. And ooh, it is so this summer. And my sister and I listened to it a lot when I was going through my, can you call it a breakup with Ellis? I don't think so. But anyways, it's called Sad Girl Summer and it's so fun. So I hope everyone enjoys. This is Sad Girl Summer by Maisie Peters. Have a great week.
One of us was married to an ex-marine with a blonde down the block. He said commitment's scary. Then he left her alone with a house and a dog. So she ran to daddy. And he said that man's a loser. Call your friends up. And we pulled her chair up. Oh, pass your phone to the right.
To the right.
Text the next love goodbye. It's another side girl summer. Towers on the side of the road. Traveling beside each other. No one has to dance on their own. So take my hand and lose his number. You don't have to have another side girl summer. Raise your glass, let it go. One of us is messy. She got dumped by he who won't be mentioned. She's vodka, coke, unsteady. So we're secretly staging an intervention. Change your shoes, get ready. That boy is such a loser. Put your hair up. And she pulls a chair up. Pass your phone to the right. Text the next love goodbye. It's another side girl song. Flowers on the side of the road. Traveling beside each other. No one has the times on their own. So take my hand and lose his number. You don't have to have another side girl summer. Raise your glass, let it go. Find your lip gloss, blow a kiss for, get the boy ever existed. Find your lip gloss, blow a kiss for, get the boy ever. Pass your phone to the right.
To the right.
Text the next love goodbye. It's another.